Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM here in the Townships. In part two of today's show, I will be talking with Andrew Rutherford. Andrew is a former townshipper, now living in Medicine Hat, Alberta, and he will be talking about his music and his band. We will start this part of the show with a song by Andrew, and the song is called It's Christmas. You will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Baby, it's cold outside, the winter time is here, but I'm all alone inside, I see it all too clear. Ain't hanging no stockings, no lights around a tree, all I really want is you. And the street lights are blinking green and red, but at home without you it's black and white instead. The season of giving is giving me such pain, all I really need. Cause it's Christmas, yes it's Christmas, somewhere far away. It's Christmas, yes it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas somewhere far away. It's Christmas, oh, the snow's falling down. Yes, it's Christmas, I'm alone in this town. Somewhere it's Christmas, but I don't know.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Andrew Rutherford, Canadian musician, and his band. Now, the band is called One to Walk, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, so I interviewed you last year, Andrew, and a lot of things have changed since then. First of all, I'll have you give our listeners a little bit of background on your music experience.
Yeah, so I've been playing music for, it feels like forever. Last year I put out a song. It was very different. It's a Christmas song, very, very different from what I'm doing now. And, since then, you know, like I've been playing with my band for a few years now, and we decided to write an album and release it. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. And after we've done that, we decided to move out west and test out the music market out in Calgary. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
Okay, so before you were located in North Hatley, you grew up there, and now you're out west in Calgary, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, so tell us about the band. How did that get started? Was the band going last year, or is that something new in the last year?
Well, it started out, we were all like, it started out as a three-piece, and we started, we were taking classes together at university at Bishop's, and we just randomly happened to meet each other, and we jammed one night, and we had this crazy idea to fly out to Medicine Hat, Alberta, of all places, for a couple of weeks in the summer. We said, let's just fly out. Let's go. Let's play shows in the summer. Look, let's just see what it's all about. And so we went, and it was awesome, and it was so much fun. And so we decided to do it a couple more years every summer. Eventually, we got a fourth member, my sister, Amy. And when we graduated school, we were like, okay, well, we're not students anymore. Like, we should just go out there for real, and like we should make something out of this. So that's where the idea to make the album kind of came from.
Okay, so you have four members. One is your sister. So who are the other members, and what do they play or do? Do they sing?
Yeah, we all sing in the band. We're all singers, and that's like one of our biggest draws, I guess. We have Tyler Kersak, who plays the piano, and he's a singer as well. And we have Shane McFarlane, who is our bass player and another singer as well. And then Amy plays the guitar, sometimes plays the drums, and is a singer as well.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, last year you had the song out, It's Christmas, and that was your only song. And you just released a new one from the band, Goodbye, Good Luck. Tell us about the song and how that came about.
Oh, yeah. Well, that Goodbye, Good Luck was the very first song that we all wrote together. We kind of just randomly, like, we were jamming through some stuff, and we had this chord progression, and we said, oh, well, I mean, it doesn't sound great. And then all of a sudden it sounded like, it started to kind of morph into like something a little slower, something a little different. And eventually we were like, man, this is so cool. This is so much fun. We spent so long just jamming on that one progression. And then eventually we just kind of like improvised some lyrics over top. And then it kind of just came to life from there. And it was really a fun experience writing the song.
Okay, what's the song about?
It's about the silliness of, maybe you can speak to it a little bit better, Amy, but the silliness of astrology, is that right?
Yeah. We noticed in among our peers and people around us, we're really like focusing on astrology and how it affects like their decisions and how they treat people. And we wrote a song and we were like, that's kind of funny. That's kind of ridiculous. And so we kind of wrote some lyrics around that.
Okay, good. Would you describe your music as being pop music? Or?
I think, yeah, it's pop-y for sure. I think it's closer to the rock and indie music side.
Okay, rock and indie music side. Okay. Now you have the song out. What have you done with the song? Do you plan to make an album? Are you working on more songs?
Yeah, well, we have that one out. We've got two more that we've released as well, Break My Own Heart and Quite Some Time. And we have a 12-track album coming, I guess it's coming in December. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming out in December. We've got a full album coming out too. So that's going to be really, really fun.
Okay, that's pretty neat too. So 12 album. And now, if somebody's interested in learning more about you or getting the music, where can they go?
Oh, they can check us out on Apple Music, on Spotify, on YouTube, anywhere that you can find music, that's where you'll find us.
Okay, and they should look for the band One to Walk?
That's right. You can also check us out on Instagram and on TikTok. We've got a couple accounts there, and we've got some stuff with us singing on there.
Okay, great. Where did you get the idea for the name of the band, One to Walk?
This is a funny story. I mean, it's kind of funny. I don't know. We were sitting around one day. We were in Medicine Hat, and we were sitting around, and we wanted to rebrand because we were now a four-piece. So we were sitting around, and like we were all like laying on the couch or whatever, and we were like, I know I was in particular in and out of like a nap. I was so tired that day. And we happened to have baseball on the TV. And this guy had the hitter, he had three balls. And so he had one more before he could walk. And the announcer said, and he's got one to walk. And I kind of just like, man, that sounds cool. Like, that could be something. So I wrote it down in my little notebook, and then I kind of brought it to the guys after, and then kind of we all kind of went for it after that.
Okay, it's catchy, I have to admit. What are your plans? Do you have a lot of concerts or things coming up out there? And how was your summer? And what are your plans for the new year?
Plans for the new year? We plan on continuing to play shows over in Calgary and in the surrounding area. And the short term plan, that is it. I mean, medium term to long term, it'd be fun to tour around a little bit and tour the album once it comes out.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Great. Anything else you'd like to add, Andrew?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything.
Okay, that's great. Well, definitely wish you all the luck. Andrew Rutherford, former townshipper out in Medicine Hat right now, and just released his first single off the upcoming album. The single is called Goodbye, Good Luck. So thanks very much, Andrew, and all the best to you and the band.
Thank you very much, Maureen. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time.
Geminis are in between. I still don't know what that means. But if you check your co-star one more time, I swear I'm gonna lose my mind. It don't really matter anymore. Jupiter's against the sun.
What?
So you're not trusting anyone. You've been getting on my case. Guess Mercury's in retrograde. It don't really matter anymore. Got me saying goodbye, good luck, good riddance. Got a new life, baby, I don't want you in it. Don't wanna see you knocking at my door. Cause I don't need you anymore. You can't tell me that it's real. Change the way I feel. Cause you rely on the stars, tell you what's in your heart, then you turn it around on me. This time you'll find the planets align and giving me a sign. It's got me saying goodbye, good luck, good riddance. Got a new life, baby, I don't want you in it. Don't wanna see you knocking at my door. Cause I don't need you anymore.
Oh,
And we just heard the song from Wonder Walk. That's the name of the band, and the song was called Goodbye, Good Luck. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Music and exercise, two pillars of wellness, are even more impactful when combined. Research highlights that listening to music during physical activity can enhance performance, improve mood, and make workouts more enjoyable. In Canada, where maintaining physical activity is vital to counter sedentary lifestyles and long winters, music can be a game changer for fitness enthusiasts. Studies published in journals like Sports Medicine show that music with a tempo between 120 to 140 beats per minute, BPM, is particularly effective for aerobic exercises like running or cycling. This tempo synchronizes with heart rates during moderate to intense workouts, boosting endurance and reducing perceived exertion. In simpler terms, the right playlist can make a tough workout feel easier and more engaging. Music also impacts the brain, triggering the release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and motivation. Upbeat tunes can energize you for high-intensity sessions, while calming tracks can aid in post-exercise recovery. This dual benefit makes music a versatile tool for both motivation and relaxation. For Canadians exercising in outdoor months, when outdoor options may be limited, music can make indoor workouts more appealing. Gyms and fitness apps often feature curated playlists to cater to various styles, from yoga to high-intensity interval training. Even outdoor enthusiasts, like runners in cities such as Toronto or Vancouver, often rely on headphones to stay motivated during long runs. Moreover, group fitness classes in Canada, such as spin, Zumba, or dance-based workouts, thrive on the energy of music to create a sense of community and keep participants coming back. The takeaway? Combining music with exercise isn't just a way to pass the time. It's a scientifically backed strategy to enhance performance and make fitness a sustainable, enjoyable part of your life. So grab your headphones, curate your perfect playlist, and let music move you toward better health. And that's our health report today here on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank Andrew Rutherford and his band for telling us all about their band and their music. Very exciting times for Andrew. And we'll close today's show with a song by U2. It's called A Man and a Woman. This was remastered in 2024. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great afternoon. And also, if anybody knows of somebody interested in doing an interview with me, an interview that might be interesting to our listeners, please give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. Thanks again, everybody.